This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, June 21st, and today's pod is the best one yet.
TBOI. Although TBOI. I gotta say, about everything was down last week.
Wasn't a T-boy for the whole stock market, was it, Jack?
Crypto, stocks, housing prices, they're all starting to get a little wobbly.
I just spent like $45 on a lobster roll. I'm not in a good place, man.
But we did have a three-day weekend, which means we have a four-day week ahead of us.
Let's go, baby. Jack, first story, what do we got?
Amazon is always excited to launch a new product, but they didn't publicly announce this one.
Amazon took over a luxury hotel in Mexico for the influencers of TikTok.
For our second story, the Golden State Warriors won another NBA Finals.
But Jack and I noticed their best player was actually a startup named Noah that is obsessively perfecting jump shots.
For our third and final story, Elon sat down with actual Twitter employees last week for a real meeting at Twitter.
Okay, Jack, this part says it all. Elon was 10 minutes late.
But before we hit that wonderful mix, Nick.
Perfect T-boy mix for a four-day week, Jack.
It's Hoarder's Almanac. We're flipping over to week 116.
Things were running out of because of the pandemic. Jack and I have been keeping track for you.
This week, we're running out of tampons.
Tampons, pads, Tampax, sanitary napkins, they are all MIA.
Now, we should note this is problematic because over half of this country is women.
And this means, ipso facto, we can't even meet their monthly needs.
Here's the hard data. As of last week, 7% of tampon shelves in this country are out of stock. And that's caused prices to rise, too.
Now, full disclosure, Jack and I have never had a period, although we've run into a store to aisle 6 to buy a few tampons before.
We have. There's nothing funny about a tampon shortage, but one part is actually literally by definition funny.
It's literally funny. Now, grocery stores and pharmacies don't know why some of these regions are short on tampons.
One thing Nick and I found, though, for this tampon travesty, it's Amy Schumer.
Get this, Yetis. Last year, Amy Schumer, the comedian, did a marketing campaign with Tampax.
Parent company Procter & Gamble said on a recent earnings call that Amy was so freaking good at promoting that product that sales jumped by 10%.
Amy Schumer literally caused a sales surge,
which contributed to the current Tampax shortage that we have today.
Now, to sprinkle on a little context here, Jack and I are not blaming Amy for the padpocalypse.
In fact, we're applauding her. She ought to get a sales bonus or something.
She should be going out and just doing conferences where she teaches sales teams how to make stuff sell.
There is nothing funny about a shortage of tampons.
Except for Amy Schumer's stand-up routine.
Yeah, that's actually
welcome back. Let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, this one's wild. Amazon just opened Amazon Resort in coastal Mexico, but only for influencers.
Yeah, here's how to think of social media influencers, by the way. They are decentralized media companies.
Okay, Jack, about a month ago, remember for the Cinco de Mayo celebration for the birthday?
Yeah, Molly's birthday.
Yeah, we flew down to Cabo and then we took a cab like an hour and a half north to Todos Santos, like right on the Pacific Ocean
there. Yeah, which means All the Saints. And you didn't go to this hotel, but it is the subject of the story. The hotel is called The Paradero.
Okay, and how much is that going to cost?
$600 a night.
Oh, okay. Now, Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style and we saw the activity list for a recent weekend. And for that particular weekend, they were living it up like a Four Seasons spa on steroids.
This hotel was offering guests a sunset beach dinner. It was offering surf lessons. It was offering organic virgin oil massages by the sea turtles. We made that last one up.
This was like Tulum, but covered in Gucci.
And this glamtastic weekend, it wasn't hosted by like Louis Vuitton or Hermes or Sotheby's or Instagram or any other French brand that I can't pronounce correctly.
It was actually hosted by Amazon.
Amazon took over this Paradero Hotel and called it Amazon Resort for 3 days last month.
Bezos by the beach. You were hanging out under a cabana in a soaking tub, Jack. The fabric was hand-stitched in Oaxaca.
Now, this Amazon glamorous event, it wasn't for you. It wasn't for Nick and me, unfortunately. It was only for members of Amazon's influencer program,
which Amazon has quietly been running for 5 years.
Amazon flew a bunch of people down, all expenses paid for, including an influencer named Kat Stickler.
Yeah, who was there posting a video trying on Amazon swimsuits to her 1 million Instagram followers. Coincidence.
Kristen Titus was there and posted a YouTube video of all the free stuff Amazon gave her at this glamorous Mexico trip.
Because Amazon just used its record profits to temporarily take over an entire luxury hotel in Mexico.
And here's the deal. Amazon has a huge and growing fashion line. That's the point of this whole trip.
Okay, Jack, so it looks like they've got like five different private labels now. High-end fashion by Amazon.
It's called Good Thread. It's called Daily Ritual. It's called Spotted Zebra. Those are all things you can buy on Amazon.
Oh, wait, there's more.
There's also a department store Amazon just opened in Los Angeles to sell these five Amazon fashion brands.
So Amazon shipped all these influencers down to Todos Santos and started getting them free stuff on one very particular condition.
You post pictures and you post videos of this free Amazon fashion stuff that we're hooking you up with.
Hashtag Prime, hashtag Spicy Margaritas.
And if your Facebook post leads to a sale, here's the deal, influencer.
Cha-ching!
You get 20% of the commission.
That's a fat tip.
Now, in the 5 years since Amazon launched their influencer marketing program, spending on influencers like this, it's up 10x across the industry.
We repeat, influencer spending is up 10x across like all the tech companies and the fashion companies.
And that's why Amazon felt okay taking over an entire luxury resort on the Pacific Ocean to host a bunch of beautiful people with followings way bigger than they could ever wish they had for themselves.
One sec. I can't hear you.
Are those cucumbers on your eyes?
Those are cucumbers on my eyes. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Amazon Resorts?
Here's the new way we're thinking of influencers. They are decentralized media companies.
Look, besties, if Amazon did this 20 years ago, they'd want their fashion in Vogue magazine. That's where they'd want it advertised.
Right. And Vogue might even wine and dine Amazon to convince them that our Vogue magazine is where Amazon wants to put all their advertising dollars.
But now it's not the magazines. It's the influencers with the followings. They're getting the ads that the magazines used to.
And influencers don't cater to Amazon like Vogue used to. Amazon is catering to the influencers.
So now you got groups of online creators that have replaced entire media companies, taking more of the ad share and getting more of the love.
If you got a pretty good following, influencers are getting it pretty good.
And those influencers, they're really decentralized media companies. For our second story, the Golden State Warriors spent the entire weekend partying their NBA Finals championship.
But the MVP award goes to one tiny startup. Not starter, startup.
Honestly, Jack, worst day in Boston since the series finale of Cheers.
We just sent Darlene a get well soon card.
The Boston Celtics lost, and somewhere at some NESCAC school, a kid from Needham is smugly not smug anymore.
Ravia, after 6 games, San Francisco's own Golden State Warriors won the NBA championship, their fourth NBA Finals victory in 8 years.
But to sprinkle on a little context here, Yetis, 2 years ago, the Golden State Warriors had the worst record in the entire NBA.
In 2020, in the 2020 like bubble season, they won 15 games. That was pathetic.
So the real MVP here, it wasn't Steph Curry, and it wasn't Steph Curry's playoff beard. Jack, who is the MVP for the Warriors?
It was Noah. Noah, a startup used by the Dubs, which helped them become the best shooting team in all of the NBA this season.
Because get this, every single shot in practice, every single Warriors shot before a game in the warmups, every single shot was tracked by Noah.
Noah is a small startup that's inspired by the Bible and by physics.
It's called Noah because of like Noah's Ark. Like the company's obsessed with the arc of a basketball shot.
Right. They also are obsessed with physics, and they've determined that the ideal three-pointer, or ideal any shot for that matter, enters the rim at a 45-degree angle.
The entire business is focused on the perfect shot. So here is how Noah actually works.
Noah creates a camera that you put above the basketball hoop, and its facial recognition ID identifies players and tracks every shot that they take on the basketball court.
And that's where the software kicks in, which analyzes the shooter's arc and tells you in real time if that arc is too low or too high.
Noah understands depth, too. So after practice, it'll tell you if you're consistently shooting a little bit too long or if you're consistently on the front of the rim a little too short.
It's not like heckling, but it's like, hey, Draymond Green, you're 6 degrees off, man.
So Noah's like a robo coach. It's Steve Kerr's bestie. When Steph Curry makes a three, the assist kind of goes to Noah.
So Noah's got a lot of big data. They've seen and analyzed 384,650,675 shots, so they know what the perfect shot looks like.
They know that the hoop is 18 inches wide, but the perfect shot comes in 11 inches deep into the net.
So the Warriors don't practice to make a shot.
They practice putting the ball in the perfect spot in the back of that net.
That's how champs are made. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are actually anyone who uses data?
Beware of analysis paralysis.
Okay, Yetis, Jack and I dove in further, T-Boy style. Turns out the Warriors are jacked up on more tech software than a Palo Alto engineer.
They also use a product called Catapult, which collects biometric data from all the players.
They also partnered with Oracle to create another shot analyzing software just last year.
And the Warriors use Google to organize the database of all that shooting data.
But funny thing, Jack and I noticed, one Warriors front office guy said they're approaching the point where they just got too much data.
They might have too much data because some findings are conflicting with other findings.
Yeah, like you know when that golf buddy of yours gives you 6 tips to improve your swing and you're like, hey, buddy Timmy, I got this.
It's like, Timmy, I can handle 1 tip at the most. I can't implement 6 tips all at once. It's completely messing with my swing.
In fact, Klay Thompson got sick of all that data and instead he just watches his own highlight videos on YouTube to improve his shot.
Data is a powerful tool, but beware of analysis paralysis.
And now word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
Nick and I got to know Vlad and Beju, the co-founders of Robinhood, when we worked there for 3 years.
And there's this one business principle we heard from them, and we honestly loved it.
ABL. Always be launching.
Always be launching. That's what keeps customers engaged, it keeps investors happy, and it keeps competitors kind of concerned.
Always be launching is also consistent with Robinhood's mission to democratize finance for all.
Yeah, not just stock trading, also options, crypto, spending, wallets, and more.
They launched a lot of stuff. And that's something we heard, we saw, and we adopted.
Yeah, this week we relaunched the podcast as the best one yet and launched a video pod right here. More to come.
If you're not on Robinhood yet and want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/T-B-O-Y. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
For our third and final story, the big excitement last week was that Twitter employees got to confront Elon Musk in a company Q&A.
It was anticlimactic.
Yeah.
But got Trumpian levels of coverage in the news anyway.
Forget the Patagonia fleeces. You are not a tech company unless you do a Thursday all-hands meeting.
And the most exciting part of a Thursday all-hands It's the Q&A with the executives at the end.
Well, for this Twitter all hands, the Q&A was really the only thing that even mattered.
Because it wasn't with the current Twitter CEO.
No.
It was with their potential future CEO, Elon Musk.
It was a tweet and greet. So this could have been like a huge news event. Remember, Elon is trying to buy Twitter. He has been trying for like 2 months now.
And now the employees get to say, hey, what the heck is going on with this deal that you seem to be trying to get out of, but tweet about every day and like insult the company?
But here's the problem. The entire event was kind of summed up in this one image. Elon was 10 minutes late.
Yeah, he didn't take it seriously. He was 10 minutes late. He phoned into the Zoom. He didn't even bother sitting down and opening up a computer.
But also, all the questions were just like a little disappointing. And Elon's responses just didn't include much new info for us to work with.
Yeah, the transcript is out there. And Elon hit up his go-to points about free speech, hitting a billion users, and ways that Twitter could make more money.
He also said that employees could work from home, but only exceptional employees. So like work from home is an earned work perk.
And because it's Elon, he went off on a tangent about aliens too.
Naturally.
So Elon was there, and that might be a sign that he actually still wants to close this Twitter deal, even though he makes it look like he doesn't anymore.
On the other hand, Jack and I are looking at this, and he did the bare minimum, didn't really seem to care.
It's the meeting equivalent of cotton candy.
Yeah, it is. It's
really kind of big and fluffy and good to look at.
Exciting.
But it's empty calories and there's like nothing in there.
You can't build a career off cotton candy. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over Twitter?
Elon and Twitter. It's the same story as Trump and TikTok 2 years ago.
Okay, Yetis. Honestly, Twitter's future is really important. Jack and I use Twitter all the time, every day. But we almost didn't cover this story. We didn't even want to cover this story at first because just not much substantively happened.
Yeah, but that's not the impression you'd get if you scrolled Twitter or checked out the news on Friday.
Jack, there was so much hype. Like for days leading up to this event, Elon meeting at Twitter, that dominated the headlines everywhere.
The typical news agency had a story the day before this event, the day of this event, and the day after this event.
This is just like President Trump 2 years ago. Elon reliably puts out a provocative tweet and reliably gets media coverage.
In fact, Elon buying Twitter, all that drama, is the same as Trump forcing TikTok to get sold and all that drama 2 years ago.
Jack, look at this. It's the exact same situation. One company is in purgatory at the mercy and whims of an extremely powerful and erratic person telling them what to do.
Elon and Twitter, Trump and TikTok.
So we saw a lot of drama with Twitter and a lot of headlines.
But not much substance is in this daily drip, 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 tweet, tweet, tweet.
Honestly, besties, the best thing you can do right now, ignore the drips, don't have to follow the Twitter drama every day, and wait for an actual outcome. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the 4-day work week?
Amazon treated influencers to an all expenses paid Mexican vacation.
Influencers, they're like one decentralized media company.
For our second story, the Warriors just won their fourth title in 8 years, but Noah is MVP.
Look, data is useful, but watch out for the analysis paralysis.
Our third and final story is that Elon finally spoke to Twitter's employees. It was anticlimactic.
Yeah, Elon and Twitter. It is just like the drama with Trump and TikTok 2 years ago. Now time for the best fact. Yeah, this one sent in by Kelsey over in lovely San Diego.
Push and play.
San Diego.
Hi, besties and yetis. My fun fact is the LGBT acronym has a specific reason that L is first. In the 80s and 90s, during the AIDS crisis, the lesbian community helped provide medical care for gay men who were suffering and dying from AIDS. The acronym changed from GLBT to LGBT and continues to expand to include the vast spectrum of identities. Happy Pride Month.
All right, Kelsey, acronyms, you know, you never think about the order sometimes. The acronym order matters. The order
LGBTQ
matters, Jack.
It's there we go. It's an evolving term that also has meaning.
Happy Pride Month to all the besties out there. And before we go, if you want to get your voice on the pod and you have the best fact yet, we got a form in every single episode. We want to get your facts.
No pressure, but yeah. You only make the pod if it's the best fact yet.
It just so happens today's was the best fact yet. Jack and I will see you tomorrow. Before we go, a happy belated birthday to our old roommate, our buddy, Dave Reed from New Canaan, Connecticut.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, installs a shelf like our buddy Dave.
And happy birthday to Nikki West over in Goodyear, Arizona.
Happy birthday to boss babe Nikki Muhabi in Kansas City, Missouri.
And JD down in Miami.
And Ryan Carr in Tampa Bay.
And Grant Choi turning 25 in Irvine, California.
Happy birthday to Cass Krakowski in Illinois.
Kara Spangler in St. Louis celebrating a birthday with her black lab Gunner.
Happy anniversary to Lindsay and Gabriel Leva in Tucson, Arizona.
And Megan Leo is graduating from the University of Toronto Maple Leafs.
Congrats to Justin Blake, who's getting a new job in Dallas.
And Rich and Whit Ricci just got back from their new vacation rental.
And congrats to Peter Damian EasyOK, who just became a dad in Indianapolis, Indiana. This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Twitter and Robinhood.
And now a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
We see ads all the time.
All over the place. $10 off this $5 promo code for that. Jack, you can buy 3 suits, you can get 1 free.
But something we always thought was cool about Robinhood, the free stock promo.
Yeah, this was wild. The promo isn't like some X amount of dollars. It's one stock.
If you signed up for Robinhood, they'd thank you with a single share in a publicly traded company on the house.
And that free stock promo, it actually helped drive Robinhood's growth and got new users in the stock market right away.
One of the most creative moves in promotional history.
So when Robinhood became our sponsor, naturally, Jack and I said, we got to do the free stock giveaway.
If you're not on Robinhood yet and you want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and get cash to select your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/T-B-O-Y. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast. Do you think people would watch us play video games?
Well, I'm terrible at them, so they would definitely be entertained.
What's the best video game? Like, what's your best game?
That I've played? A video game? Like, the best video game I've ever played.
Like, if you had to compete in, like, a life or death video game tournament, what game would you request that that tournament be?
Wordle.
That's not a video game.
Competitive Wordle. Wordle on a TV, Jack. I can choose great characters. That's about it. I'm so bad at video games that I remember in summer camp I had a Game Boy and I like let other people play it. Like I just handed them because I was like, I'm not enjoying this. Remember that like NBA Jams? You'd get the Game Boy and you'd go.
I used to lick PlayStation CDs.
Whoa. You like go to their house, you're like, no, don't worry about it. I got this. It's like a Nickelodeon episode.
It was either that or you go all the way to the sink and rinse it off and then paper towel it down.
Like. Was that a thing?
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.